John 14 and verse 21. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. John 14, verse 21. But to get the full force of this, let me read from verse 15 again. It's a complete paragraph. If you love me, says Christ, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Before long the world will not see me any more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Reading the complete paragraph, you can see that it's rather like a sandwich. And the two sides of the sandwich are these. Verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And then Christ goes on, and I will ask the Father, and so on. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Now if we jump to verse 21, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. That's almost the same, virtually the same. If you love me, you will obey what I command. That's verse 15. Verse 21, whoever has my commands and obeys them is in the plural here. And it's put the other way around. But it's the same thought. The commands of Christ, the command of Christ, and loving Christ go hand in hand. They are intimately connected. If a man or a woman loves Christ, that person will obey Christ. The person who obeys Christ is the one who truly shows love to him. Love for Christ and obedience to Christ are hand in hand, I say. And then comes this glorious promise. He who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him and show myself to him. A direct parallel with the earlier statements of Christ. And I will ask the Father, he will give me another counselor to be with you forever, and so on. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you, you will see me, you will know me, and so on. Let's put all this together. This is the glorious new covenant. This is what Christ is saying to his disciples just before he leaves them, just before he goes to the cross. There is love for Christ. And of course, in loving for Christ, there's regeneration by the Spirit. Repentance from sin, turning from sin, trusting Christ, leaning upon Christ, believing in and upon Christ, resting upon him, receiving him, welcoming him, loving him. But hand in hand, in harness with this, goes this obedience to the command of Christ. And the Spirit is in the believer, moving and motivating the believer to this love and this obedience, to this obedience and this love to the commands of Christ. And this is all accompanied with the experience of knowing and feeling and enjoying the presence of God and Christ by the Spirit. And what can this be but life and liberty and power and joy, joy inexpressible and full of glory? But it means only one question. How do we find out what these commands of Christ are? What are these commands of Christ? There are some who give the impression, I put it no stronger, that they find these commands by the direct impulse of the Spirit. This is obviously nonsense. Dangerous nonsense. Of course the Spirit illumines. Of course the Spirit enlightens. Of course the Spirit teaches. He is the teacher of truth. But the very fact that Christ is teaching his disciples here, saying these words, shows that it's not just by the direct impulse and revelation of the Spirit. He would have no need to teach to his disciples if it was that. The Spirit would do it automatically. The very fact that he teaches shows that there is something more than the direct inward work of the Spirit. What is more, the Holy Spirit has moved John to record these words. And then the Spirit has preserved these words. And now they've been translated into my language and I'm preaching these words. All this is crying out to me that the Word of God itself must be the place, by the Spirit, of course, oh yes, by the Spirit, the Word of God must be the place where I discover the commands of Christ. Well, of course it is so. All Scripture is given for this purpose, is it not? Profitable for us. The Scriptures are written for this very purpose, that we might know the mind, the will, the law of God, the commands of Christ. Of course, it's not the law of Moses he's talking about here. It's the commands of Christ. It's the law of Christ. And so this paragraph is a mighty paragraph on the doctrine of the New Covenant. A mighty paragraph to show us the glories of that New Covenant compared to 2 Corinthians 3, the deadness and the killing nature of the Old Covenant. The new, living, inward, powerful, effective work of the New Covenant by Christ, by the Spirit, leading us to the Father with the external Scriptures. This is the picture I see of the Christian life. Brother and sister, this is true of us. We have the Spirit. We've been taught by His regenerating power, brought by His regenerating power to life, and then taught and moved to repentance and faith and love to our Lord Jesus. Oh, for grace, we sometimes sing, to love thee more, speaking to Christ. Yes, Lord, it is my chief complaint that my love is weak and faint. Yes, but it's there. And it shows itself, it manifests itself in obedience to Christ. Oh, believer, are you transgressing Christ's law? Are you playing fast and loose with Scripture? Are you paying little attention to the Word of God? This is a bad mark. If you love me, says Christ, you will do what I say. Are you obeying the commands of Christ? Have you been baptized yet? That's a command of Christ. Are you obedient to Him in daily life? Are you taking the Scriptures and by the Spirit, seeking to know and understand them, and then apply and live them out in your daily life? This is the mark of the true spiritual believer. He has the inward Spirit. Yes, brothers and sisters, we do. We have the law of Christ written on our hearts. Yes, we do. But this manifests itself in obedience to written Scripture. This is made very plain here in this passage. Unbeliever, of course, you're fallen to all this outsider. Jesus has been expressed here. The world cannot see, the world will not see, the world does not understand. You must come into Christ. You come there by faith. Cry out to Him for mercy. And all this will become immediately true of you and for you. Let me read a hymn by Jane Leeson. I changed one word in the second verse. Here's a hymn. Savior, teach me day by day love's sweet lesson to obey. Sweeter lesson cannot be loving Him who first loved me. With a new glad heart of love, at thy bidding may I move, prompt to serve and follow thee, loving Him who first loved me. Teach me all thy steps to trace, strong to follow in thy grace, learning how to love from thee, loving Him who first loved me. Love in loving finds employ, in obedience all her joy. Ever new that joy will be, loving Him who first loved thee. Thus may I rejoice to show that I feel the love I owe, singing till thy face I see of his love, who first loved me. Jesus said, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. May we be that one. May you be that one, brother. May you be that one, sister. May I be that one. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.